The Fearless Social Podcast is proudly sponsored by ScriptDoll.com. Want to write professional sales copy, email campaigns, and video sales letters for your product or business? ScriptDoll makes it as easy as answering a few questions. To try ScriptDoll for just a dollar, visit ScriptDoll.com and enter promo code podcast. And now, this week's episode. Hey, what's going on? Ben Atkins here, and welcome to the Fearless Social Podcast. So what are we going to be talking about today? Well, I got a lot of requests over the last couple of weeks. It seems that our little podcast is getting quite popular. And a lot of folks out there are wondering, Ben, what are the tools that really get you by? Are the things that you use on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to make money? And so I thought, hey, why not take one of these podcasts and just go through those tools and talk about why they've become so important for me. So everything that we're going to be covering in the next 10 minutes or so, I want to keep this one short and sweet, but in the next 10 minutes or so are tools that absolutely shape the way that I have done business in the last year or so. So as of right now, it's a, you know, end of 2015, and wanted to go through some of the most important tools in my business and give you an idea as to why. So let's dive in. Let's get started. And today I've got five major tools. And I try to keep my business, my online marketing business, really simple. And when I go into work with individual small businesses, as we do from time to time, I try to keep their stuff simple. It's my experience that when you have a ton of different moving parts, things get missed and things break and things don't work the way they're supposed to. And to me, it's really a simple process. And, you know, the key to online marketing, if you've been to fearlesssocial.com and you've read the blog, the key to making any sort of money with a business, especially a business online, comes down to four things. The first thing is you have to have a product. The second is you have to have good sort of marketing and, you know, copy, sales copy. You have to be able to get an idea across. The third thing is you have to have traffic. And the fourth thing is you have to be able to sort of scale your business and grow. But you really can't ever get to that fourth thing until you get the first three things right, which is a product, good marketing, and good traffic that sees that marketing. So today I want to go through the tools that I use to actually get those things done. And just to give you an idea of what I do most of the time is we sell physical products online. We sell digital products online. So how-tos, things like this, sort of like this podcast. And then we also do some physical products. So what are the tools that I use most often to get things done? So I've got five tools that we're going to put in front of you. And yeah, we'll go from there. So first things first is about a year ago, I started using a really cool tool called ClickFunnels. ClickFunnels is put together by a friend of mine. His name's Russell Brunson. And he basically put this tool together because there was nothing really great out there, and I can attest to this because I had used everything under the sun. There was nothing great out there to build good marketing pages fast. So, you know, if you've ever put your email in and gotten a free report, or you've, you know, bought something online, you've probably seen a sales page, you've seen, you know, a webinar sign up page, you've seen a place to put in your email, and those things take time to put together. Not only do you have to have a knowledge of, you know, how to get people to buy things from you, which we'll cover in the next tool, using good sales copy, but you have to be able to put the page together so that people can actually see it. So we use a tool called ClickFunnels, and ClickFunnels is just something that, like I said, I pretty much use every day now. And if you have seen a web page that wasn't on our blog, and if it's not a blog post, it's probably a ClickFunnels page. I think I'm probably one of their most active customers because I build everything inside of ClickFunnels. Now, one of the things that I really like about ClickFunnels is this, is once I build a page and I test it and I send traffic to it and it's working, I can pretty much use that template over and over again. There's a really cool templating feature in there. So ClickFunnels is something that I would say a year ago, I was not able to do the things I'm able to do now. Like a year ago, it would take me 2-3 days to get a really good looking page up. And to be really honest, they didn't really look that good even after with ClickFunnels, just because of the way that Russell's team has actually put that product together. It ended up being something that was easy for me to actually go in and build, you know, really good web pages. They have a lot of templates, so I don't have to do just a whole lot. Even though I do some of my own custom pages, ClickFunnels made it easy. So that's my first tool. ClickFunnels is something that absolutely has made my life a lot easier. So that's one. The next thing is something that goes with ClickFunnels in a very, very elegant way. And it's a tool that my team actually developed, and we developed it for my own use. I started noticing that when I first got into online marketing, copywriting, you know, and that may scare a few of you, but copywriting was a really important thing. And, you know, the reason it would scare you is because it seems very technical to learn how to write sales copy. So I was writing the same sales copy over and over again, just for different products, different, you know, industries. But it all always started with a template. So how the world worked before we came up with Scriptdoll is people would like sort of give you these things called swipe files, which were, you know, basically copywriting. So that it worked. And so what we did was we said, you know, we kind of follow the same process every time we actually go in and we write sales copy. There's a list of questions that we ask ourselves and we answer those questions. And then based on what we answer in those questions, we put it to certain templates and then we sort of go on top of it and build that. So the idea behind Scriptdoll was this, is you could go in, you could answer a list of questions. And once you got done listing those questions, the system would apply, the Scriptdoll system would apply everything that you put inside of those questions, and it would basically write your sales copy for you. Not only that, but it would take the same answers and it would write email campaigns. It would write video sales letters for you. So, you know, with my business, we put out a lot of product. We love teaching. We love writing content to help people, as you can tell with this podcast. But anytime you do any of that stuff for sale, you actually have to write copy. And that became sort of a bottleneck in my business. And what I did was, we took several months to figure out how to actually do this because there was no example for us. But we went in, we actually started putting this stuff together. And with Scriptdoll, now we have it dialed into a process to where I can, every time I get a new product, I can answer a few questions and we've got everything that we actually need. Now you combine that with ClickFunnels. So we have Scriptdoll write our sales copy and then I just jump over and input everything from Scriptdoll into ClickFunnels. And now we've got something really, really powerful. So those two things are big because that's sort of the marketing side. So I said, you know, there's three main things to get started and the fourth one is scaling your business. But the three main things are, you know, got to have a product first and then you got to have good marketing and sales. So ClickFunnels and Scriptdoll is kind of how we do our marketing side. Now, the next thing is traffic. So we built this other system called Birdsong. Now, the cool thing about Birdsong is it's a system that you go find a really cool article online. So you could go to our blog, you could find a really cool article, you could share it on Facebook, and you know people would be like, oh, they shared a good article, and they would go to it. But you don't really get a whole lot of benefit other than being cool and helping people. Now, that's pretty good, but you know why not get another benefit out of this? So what Birdsong does is you take something, you find a good article that you know relates to your industry. So maybe you're in real estate, and you find you know a really good article in the 10... you know, things you must know before you buy a house in Houston, all right? And maybe you operate in the Houston area. And what you do is you take that article, which you didn't write, but you put it through Birdsong. And Birdsong allows you to drop down an opt-in form over whatever link that you put in. So you could have something cool to give away that people could opt in for, and you can just start sharing other people's articles and automatically get, you know, your opt-in form in front of people. And when we've been using this, when I first, you know, we built this, this was another thing from my team, specifically for my use. When we first built this, I was getting anywhere from, you know, 25 to 50 leads a day with no more than an hour of work. And now I've outsourced it. But the Birdsong app allows me to do some very, very cool things. So it's in my, no matter what industry I'm in, this is something that we go in and we put Birdsong into action. And it becomes very effective for whatever business because we get leads, because we're sharing good content. And once we're sharing good content, we put some really cool things in front of people. So that's what you got there. Now, the next thing is something that, like I said, that was traffic. This is traffic. So once they go through the Birdsong application, it drops an opt-in page in front of them. Next, they have to opt in and they have to go on an email list. So we have a company called ActiveCampaign that we use a lot. I'm really excited about all the stuff that they've got going. An ActiveCampaign, it works sort of like this. They will opt in through the Birdsong app, which drops, you know, something cool that they would want in front of a piece of content that you enter in. And then they go on an email list. And ActiveCampaign allows us to automatically send auto responses. So once I know someone's interested in something, I have an email campaign, of course, which was written in Scriptdoll. You can see how all these things sort of, you know, relate now. But that campaign, which was written in Scriptdoll, we put into ActiveCampaign, and it's automatically sent over about 7 days to the person that opted in, and then we're easily able to sell stuff. So ActiveCampaign, not our company, by the way, but ActiveCampaign is sort of how we run our email list, and it works very well. with all the other tools that we're using, both ClickFunnels, ScriptDoll, and Birdsong. So there you go. Finally, final tool. You know, when you're working on the web, sometimes programs just don't work together, and that's all there is to it. But there's a really cool company that I've been using like 2 years now, and I, you know, just love these guys. They're called Zapier. And what they do, and you can go to their site, zapier.com, Z-A-P-I-E-R. And I'll also have this stuff in our show notes at fearlesssocial.com. So what they do is they connect a lot of services that don't normally connect, and they make it easy for them to talk to each other. So one of my favorite ways to use Zapier, I'm just going to give it to you here. Sometimes when we are using ClickFunnels, we will have a webinar that people sign up for. So with ClickFunnels, you're able to go in, and when they sign up for the webinar, it automatically, you know, syncs them in with our webinar. So we use a service, and here's just another one for you called GoToWebinar. And when they sign up with ClickFunnels, they're automatically put on GoToWebinar. With Zapier, we can make a connection between our autoresponder ActiveCampaign, which they opted in for. And not only do they get in on the webinar, but they'll also get in on our email list. And it basically does 2-3 things at once based on one user interaction. So we're able to actually opt them into an email list, put them on a webinar, and that's all made possible with Zapier. So the way I describe Zapier to folks that are new is it's sort of my Swiss Army knife. If I can't figure out how to do something technically, you know, because there's just not a way to do it with the way the original person built their software or their tool online, Zapier usually has a way to connect them in a very cool way. So go check them out. And it's one of those things that if you've been online any amount of time, Zapier, you'll get some ideas right away with some of the cool stuff that you can do with Zapier. So there you go. So ClickFunnels, ScriptDoll, Birdsong, ActiveCampaign, and Zapier. And of course, I always get someone who asks, hey Ben, how do you sell, you know, physical products online? Well, we do sell physical products, some through our ClickFunnels pages, but we also use Shopify. So there's another cool tool for you. Love Shopify. Been to their headquarters. They have an amazing thing going. And just to be honest, that is about 90% of my business. All the tools that I mentioned, I think I had 5. I ended up mentioning 7. But those tools power about 90% of my business. I don't use much else to do that. Of course, there's some other things that you'll hear me mention from time to time, but those are sort of my day-to-day tools that get used almost every day. So there you go. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Like I said, I wanted to keep it short and sweet and get into it, you know, quickly so you can find those. You can go to fearlesssocial.com. On the top of the page at our homepage, you can see a little thing that says podcast, and you can find the notes from this show in there as well as links to everything that we mentioned throughout the show. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you had a good time. And like I said, we will have a brand new one coming real soon. If you like this podcast, tell people about it, number one, but number two, click subscribe. That's going to auto-deliver this podcast to your device every time we have something come out. And we usually go once or twice a week with something that's short, sweet, that you can put into action extremely quickly. I'm not really big on long podcasts when it comes to business advice. I'm big on short and sweet and actionable, and that's what you're going to get. So click subscribe. You can find us on iTunes, Fearless Social. And like I said, if you really love us, hey, jump in and leave us a comment. Let us know what you liked. Let us know what you didn't like. We want to make this something that is useful for you and your business. And like I said, I'm open to suggestions. Tell us what you want. So Ben Atkins here on behalf of everybody here at Fearless Social. Thanks for listening. And I will see you in the next episode. Want to add 50 to 100 targeted leads per day to your business? Meet Birdsong, the most powerful email list building app on the planet. Visit fearlesssocial.com/birdsong and watch the video to see how you can use Facebook and the Birdsong app to get 50 to 100 targeted leads per day for free.